A honeymoon on the planet Venus? The Roman goddess Venus is identified with love, sex, fertility, and prosperity. We now know from Earth observations and from spacecraft that orbited and landed on Venus that its surface is hellishly hot enough to melt lead, toss in the sulfuric acid clouds. However, Venus may have been the very first planet in the solar system to support life, simple though it may have been. Michael Way and his colleagues at NASA used copious data about Venus plus climate models to project Venus's climate back in time. They had to include the weaker energy output of the Sun back to about 715 million years ago, the time that massive volcanism would have sterilized Venus's surface. Oddly, very slow rotation of Venus may have moderated temperatures by driving strong upper atmosphere circulation, moving heat from the absorbed sunlight to the long night side to be radiated away to space. Venus would have had virtually full cloud cover, think Portland or Seattle, to reflect away much solar radiation, which is by geometry 46% to 70% higher at Venus's orbit than at Earth's orbit. Alas, Eden, for bacteria likely, could not last. The sun brightened, the planet got hotter, water got lost, abundant carbon dioxide trapped much heat, and Venus had a runaway greenhouse effect. This could happen on Earth in extreme cases of fossil fuel use. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.